Greetings. God is good. Amen. Lord, we thank you for your word, O God. And Father, as we open up your word this morning, Lord, and we look into it, help us to see what you want us to see, Lord. May our hearts be recipients of your love, Lord, and of your goodness and your light and of your likeness. Lord, so come, continue to move amongst us, Lord, and may we hear what your Spirit has to say to us this morning. We bless your name, the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. But God's Word, it's an amazing book. Blesses my life. Sometimes I read it and I can't really understand what it's saying. At times I feel bored reading it. But in God's Word, it contains answers. It contains answers for life. Not just life, but how to receive true life. The Bible, the Word of God, has the answers. And the Word of God had always delivered what it had promised. Don't know if you ever stopped to think about that. The Word of God had always delivered what it had promised. It had never changed. It's alive. Jesus said, my word would last forever. It's everlasting. God's word would continue to go on. I want to look this morning in Romans chapter 5. Turn with me in your Bibles to Romans 5. And in Romans 5, 1 to 11, we see how God's Word answers some questions. Some questions that we have in life, some questions that man have in life. Some of our longings, our desires. You find the answers for it right here in God's Word. Some answers for some of man's deepest longings. I'll first just read from 1 to 5 and then we go back. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of glory. Not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. But when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man would one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commended his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Not only so, but we also join God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. We say amen. So therefore, being justified by faith, being justified, standing right before God, being acceptable before God. And here he said, therefore, because in the previous two chapters, the Apostle Paul was trying to explain to the Romans that it's not by works. It's not by the law. It's by faith. And we're justified through Jesus Christ. By faith. We have peace. That's one of the words I'm after this morning. Peace. Inner peace. That's one of man's longings. One of man's desires to find inner peace. A lot of turbulence, trouble, things happen. But in the midst of it, to have peace. Inner peace. Well, the Word of God says here, we have peace with God. We were in need of peace with God. We were separated. As man fell, the fall of man, we were all separated from God. We didn't have peace with Him. And as we desire inner peace, man desire inner peace, we find that we go through various doors in life, looking for peace, seeking for peace. We want peace within. We feel like, when my ship comes in, then I'll have peace. You know, your ship might be the perfect job, higher paying job. It might be perhaps when I get married or as soon as I'm independent, so to speak, of age. Mendig, you know, have that age that I could make my own decision. Then perhaps I will attain to a greater level of inner peace, or I might find it. Maybe as soon as I get out of debt. I got that mortgage paid off, you know, as soon as I finish, that I owe no man nothing but just love. then yes, inner peace is going to get activated in my life. But a sister that is barren, she might be like, as soon as I could bear a child, and I'm going to find inner peace. We have a way of then trying to find that inner peace through things, through substances, through our own works. We want to have this peace, find this inner peace within my soul. Some try to find it through music. We find that in 1 Samuel. In 1 Samuel, there, King Saul was troubled by an evil spirit. And one of his advisors said, well, you know, King, I think you find someone who'd play you some good music. You listen to some good music, and then this peace is going to get activated in you. You drive away the evil spirit, and you'll have peace. King Saul tried it. Seemingly, there was a measure of calmness to him. But he did not find true inner peace. He did not find true inner peace. Well, the Word of God says, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So to find inner peace, the answer is Lord Jesus Christ. To find the Lord Jesus Christ. An account you find in Luke. In Luke, I believe it's Luke 19. I turned there once just to make sure. I can't remember exactly, but yeah. Jesus was entering Jericho, and Zacchaeus, this man. Now you would think Zacchaeus should have had peace, right? Contentment. This guy had a good paying job. Well, he was able to swindle a lot of people out of money, seemingly. The job he had a house. We don't know. We could just mere speculate that maybe he had a family. We don't know. This guy had a good paying job. He had a house. He was wealthy. And if we may say, he was healthy. But Zacchaeus was looking for something. Something to satisfy his inner being. Perhaps this man that is coming to town today would have it. Perhaps I could find it through him. If only I could see him, just to look upon him. And he made effort. He went out, shuffled through the crowd, and he realized, I might just miss my chance here, seeing this man. Maybe for all the wrong reasons he was trying to, but there was a longing inside him. There was a void inside Zacchaeus. He climbed on that tree and he saw Jesus. Jesus knew this man's heart. He knows our heart today. You could have all the money, the health, the wealth, the fame, the job, the house, things, and don't have inner peace. Don't have inner peace. Word of God here has the answers this morning. We could find this peace with God. We are in need of peace with God. But this is only found through Jesus. He said it's not by works. It's not by works. That's clear. That clearly tells us in Romans chapter 3. Verse 20 said, therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. But by the law is the knowledge of sin. And then verse 24 said, being justified freely by grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. And verse 28 said, therefore, we conclude a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. It's like bang, bang, bang. Don't you get it? Don't you get it? Then Paul jumps over in chapter 5. He said, okay, guys, therefore, meaning he had already concluded, I brought across the point already to you, we're justified by faith. So we stand before God, we're made to be acceptable before God through the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we have peace with God, inner peace. Inner peace. And some of the other points, we won't be able to fully comprehend it. We won't be able to truly understand it or experience it that I'm going to share with you this morning if we don't have inner peace. There's that void in our bosom that only one can fill, and it's Christ Jesus. Not a wife, not things, not people, not a name, but one. It's Christ Jesus. Tells us that he's the Prince of Peace, right? He's the boss of it. Yes, he's the distributor of peace. Why we want peace? Why? It's because we cannot handle turmoil. We cannot handle turbulence, trouble, trouble spirit. We just can't handle it. What makes us have it in the first place? The man that doesn't know God is the weight and the burden of guilt. You're lost. And a lost man cannot have true inner peace. And we try to numb that presence of guilt through substances, right? You find many doing it through illegal substances, drugs, many other things that are out there. But you find those that profess to know Christ and claim they have inner peace and know deep down in their heart that they don't have it. They try. They try also through substances, activity, extended activity. Can't settle down. Some try through just working hard. Just working hard, 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 and just fill their life full of work, 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 work. When they stop to listen to the Spirit of God, you find that in your life, it's just like, I got to do something. I just got to do something. Because when I stop, I didn't get more, maybe more moody, maybe more aggravated, more disturbed. Perhaps you're in need of inner peace. One solution, the man Christ Jesus. And it's there. It's available. It's there for us. We have to receive it by faith. By faith. Jesus says, John 14:27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Christ is making this claim that He gives us peace. Like I said, the Word of God had never come short of what it had promised. Had never come short in delivering what it had promised. Our Lord, Christ Jesus says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world give you, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. Don't be afraid. I'll be with you. It's the Word of Christ. It's a great, great peace. In Psalms 119, it's a 119:165. Great peace have they which love thy law. Nothing shall offend them. Now Zacchaeus was seeking for that peace that day, that inner peace with God. Whether he realized it or not, Christ met his need that day. And if you're here this morning and you don't have inner peace, He wants to meet you. He's offering it to you, inner peace. So we are justified by faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. I remember one definition of peace was this picture drawn of this bird and this nest way up on a cliff, and this water, rushing waterfall just coming over the precipice. And this bird right in there in the little nest, just taking care of the eggs. Everything's okay. Even with the loud noise of the water, even with the far distance, the fall sat right there in peace. That's only possible in Christ. That's only possible in Christ for us to have such inner peace. But we have this with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into His grace. This enabling power of God, wherein we stand and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. So we have something to rejoice in. We have something to be glad, happy in. This hope of the glory of God goes on to say, not only so, but we glory in tribulation. We said, did I hear that right? We glory in trial. We rejoice in trials. Did I hear that right? Man, one of man's longing is to find or to make sense out of trouble, out of their trouble. How can I make sense out of my trouble? The Word of God, again, has the answers. He wants to find inner peace. Peace. True inner peace, right? Word of God has the answer. You want to make sense out of His trouble, His happenings, His circumstance, situations in life. You know, bam, a curve just got thrown at him. He thought he was cruising down the road. And how can I make sense out of this curve in life, this bump, this detour, this long extended red light? How can I make sense out of this? And we try, we chew on it, and we try to make sense out of my trouble. You know, it's the purpose of trouble. What good could trouble do? Because we find ourselves getting aggravated or disturbed, or, you know, like, this just doesn't work. Because I'm not feeling comfortable through this trial. So how could this possibly be making sense? You ask yourself those questions. We sometimes like, well, why me? Why me again? Why more trials? Why this type or this kind? Is this ever going to be over? Am I ever going to be able to get through this? And when I do get through it, I'm not sure if I'm going to actually make sense out of it. Because I'm not at this point, right? You see, we could only see just this far in our troubles. Just this far in our trials. And we might have health issues, financial issues, relationship issues. You fill in wherever you are
what your issue is this morning.
We want to make sense out of this. Oh, it doesn't make sense. Your mind just can't wrap around how we're going to glory in tribulations, in trials. James 1 verse 2 said, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. When you fall into various trials, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Romans 5 said, and not only we glory in tribulations, also knowing that tribulations worketh patience. It's like, and then it hit me here how he said, knowing, like, we know. The man that has inner peace, the man that has been justified by faith and has inner peace with Christ, with God, he said, he knows. He doesn't only glory in tribulation, but he knows that this tribulation is working out something good in my life. It's bringing about patience. See, and not only so, but we glory in tribulation also knowing, having an understanding of, a knowledge of, that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. See, sign language, we use the word for improve or growing or getting better. We say, yeah, you know. So tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, right? You're making it along the way. It's bringing out something better in me. This is what the word of God says. And hope make it not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. So it brings about better, something better in me. It shapes something better, a better character, a better little Christian, right? A little Christ. Makes me more like Christ through troubles, trials. He said we glory in it. Paul said we were happy, we embrace it. Come on, let it go, let it on. Let it come my way. It's only the one that inner peace. I would be able to say that. Why? Because they're resting in the Lord. God, I can't see the big picture. I can't see the big picture. But I'm trusting you by faith, as it says in your word, based upon your word, that this is going to bring about patience in my life. Give me experience. And I'm going to hope more and fill with your love more. We're making sense out of trouble here now, huh? The word of God has the answers. He said, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. We find examples of that in Acts 5:41. He said, and they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer for his name. They realized, so they're making sense out of their trouble here, which is persecution, that this is for our own good. This is making us more like Christ, more authentic, more a true follower and disciple of Jesus. And these fellows, they walk away and they were like, man, praise the Lord, we got whipping. They hit us just. And they were like, thank you, Lord. Man, I had a thing here this past week as we were traveling. And I was going through a little bit of a trial there, I believe. And I was like, okay. He said, we rejoice in tribulations. We rejoice in trials. We rejoice in suffering. And I'm like, I'm not sure how I could rejoice in this. This guy is looking to rip me off, swindle me out some money. And I'm like, no, maybe I have to speak a little bit of sense into his head. Like, not necessarily saying that in a slapping bad way, right? But I have to get this guy to think that, hey, let him realize, you're trying to swindle me, but I want you to know, I have full knowledge that you're trying to swindle in me, right? Kind of like that. And I'm like, okay. Rejoice in it. Can we rejoice in it? You know, and it felt like if in my spirit, I had to actually take a deep breath and say, okay, we're going to rejoice in it. And well, he had his way, right? I'm finally like, well, Lord, it's your money. This guy is swindling your money, you know? Like, kind of like, God, get on it, you know? Stop him from swindling your money. And, got over it. Well, I thought I did. And got in the airport, and here another guy. He thought he'll take us for a ride, too. And we allowed him to. Promised us one thing. And then later on, he said, well, you got to pay now. He told us it was free, right? For the taxi run. And later on, he's like, who gives free taxi runs after he drops us off? You're right. He wants 60 US. And I'm like, you. I said, you told us a lie. You know, I'm like, how can you glory in it twice in a day? Right. In the same circumstance. So somebody trying to swindle you. And I'm like, well, he went down with the price and we gave him the money. And I believed in my spirit. I did it reluctantly. I went away and prayed and then finally gave it to God. Right.
And if you think it was finished there, I had some more.
But I'm like, how do you rejoice in this? I'm trying to make sense out of it, right? Because if we could make sense out of something, that's when we more accept it. When we more be willing to embrace it. We're more willing to even promote it, right? When we could make sense out of it. I'm like, well, I can't make sense out of it, Lord, but I based upon your word. Well, let's just accept it. God's words has the answers. He said this is going to produce patience in you. So that whether you gain money or you lose money, it doesn't make a difference in your life. It doesn't alter your relationship with me. It doesn't take away your peace, that inner peace that you could have in Christ. I'm like, well, amen. Let it on, right? Well, after it was all over, God's word has the answers. He said, this is going to produce patience in you, my son. This is going to produce patience in you, my daughter. Bring about experience. Make you more mature. So trouble, trials, tribulation, persecution in our lives, it makes us more mature into Christ. We want that, right? We want to grow up in Christ more.
That's one of man's longings, is to make sense out of his troubles. Christ is the answer.
Then he goes on here, verse 6. He said, for when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commended his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And so we go about seeking for love. We want love. We don't want that shallow love where it's here for me today and tomorrow as I slipped up, it's gone, right? We don't want that kind of love. We want something authentic, true, that is fervent, it's sincere, it's not impartial. It's not here just for selfish reasons. We want something other than that. Christ, he said, when you were yet weak, when we were yet weak, we were without strength. Meaning, we were incapable of doing anything for ourselves. We were stuck down there in our predicament in planet Earth. And God sent his son, Christ, come down, reached down to our predicament and pulled us out. He initiated the love. We want to be loved. Where can I find true love? As macho as you think you are, or independent as you might appear to be, you desire love. We desire love. It's a void in our hearts and we want it. We want it to be filled. One place, one man, one way, through Christ.
Someone who would truly care for my well-being, you know, who would help me through my troubles, who is willing to listen to my heart. Not someone who's going to pull me down, but who's going to take me up. Not only someone who thinks well of me, but someone who talks well of me.
Tells us here, while we were yet without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. So you and I were bastards. You and I were outcasts. You and I were stuck in the miry clay, way off on the deep end, way out in the boonies. Christ came searching for us. And he's searching for you today if you don't know him.
Call upon him while he's near. Scarcely for a righteous man one would die.
Right? I do want to believe that I would be willing to die for most of you here, yeah. But he said that's scarce, right? That you would die for a righteous man, for somebody that is already good, so to speak, right? And scarcely one would die for that person.
No, yeah, scarcely for a righteous man one would die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. He's telling us, but God commended his love towards us in that while we were yet way off, stink, filthy, way off, way out. He commended his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, he died for us. He displayed true love, brought it down to mankind.
Greater love, he said, had no man than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friends. Jesus didn't only speak it, but he did it. You're seeking for love today? You desire love in your bosom? Find Christ. He's the answer.
Someone who would be willing to make sacrifices. Sacrificially love me.
Christ did it already.
He did it already. So the word of God has the answers. It's telling us right here. We were yet without strength. We were yet sinners.
Substitutionary death of Christ. He displayed his love. He showed us His love. He handed out His love to us. Distribute His love down to mankind. Will you receive it? Had you received it? We see, we could talk about many examples of Christ's love also. Met this woman at the well, the book of John. And she'd been through five men, and the one she's with isn't even hers. No streak of disdain or disgust was from our Lord, but love. And there we think we're better than that woman back there in John, book of John. We're on the same page as her, yeah? Lost, yet without strength. Christ reached down and He pulled her up that day as He displayed His love towards her. He was willing to listen to her heart, take time with her. This is what we want, right? We want such a friend. We see that good example, and then later on she went, testified of Christ. Pretty much the whole town got got to know the Lord that day. Believed on Jesus, that He is the way, He is the truth, He is life. So one of man's longing is to feel love, to be loved. And not the frothy kind of love. And this love that Hollywood cinema display, this shallow romantic type love. Way beyond that. Deep love, Christ Jesus, wherein He loved us. And you receive His love in your bosom this morning. Christ's word, the word of God, it has the answers. It had never failed to deliver what it had promised. Not once. Not once. Well, He said, much more then, be now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through Him. Man wants to know, but one of man's greatest fear is the fear of death. Right? Not only the fear of death, but if perhaps there's something on the other side, what is it? Is it something that's going to be there good for me? Something that I'm going to be pleased with? Is it going to be something good for me? And man wants to know too, what is beyond the grave? What is beyond the grave? Is there any hope for me beyond the grave, beyond death? Is there any hope for me? Well, verse 2 already tells us we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. We rejoice in the hope of someday we're going to see the glory of God. We rejoice. We have joy in our hearts. But there's something. There's something beyond. So with the inner peace in our hearts, knowing that we've been justified, we've been saved from the wrath to come, we could then have this hope beyond the grave through Christ Jesus. Hebrews 2, in Hebrews 2, 14 and 15, it tells us that, best I read it, Hebrews 2, 14 and 15, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, He also Himself likewise took part of the same, that's Christ, the incarnated Christ coming down, likewise took part of the same that through death He might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. Deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetimes subject to bondage. So He's the divine deliverer that came and deliver us from the fear of death. One of the greatest fear that men carry in this world today is the fear of death. Why? They're not sure. Is there hope for me beyond the grave? Is there actually something there that I'm going to be blessed with? Much more then, He said, we're being justified by the Lord. He said, we be saved from the wrath through Him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. We believe this by faith this morning, that there's a certain hope. It is for sure something for me beyond the grave that I need not fear. I need not be troubled about. It's through Christ that this is made possible. One man, one way, one solution. So we do not need to fear death. We do not need to fear beyond the grave. Because Christ had made a way. Zacchaeus that day, when he found peace. He found inner peace, right? He was looking for it and he found it that day. He need not be troubled, be fearful of death anymore. Because he found that inner peace that day. Will you? Will you? You know, you read the surveys of men and women on their deathbed, in the ICU. The doctors, they would tell you, the most peaceful ones, the ones that died the most peacefully, were the ones that claimed to love Jesus. The doctors, you know, they would say, statistics, they would say, right? Those ones that call themselves Christians, those are the ones where not only they die peacefully, but also Their siblings or loved ones that they left behind seems to don't go into a stage of hopelessness. Like it's just hopeless. No. Is there no of a certain hope that is beyond the grave, right? Zacchaeus need not fear death anymore after that day. And then the next one, the last one here, that clock back there is something. That I not only saw, verse 10, maybe I should read 10 and 11. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more being reconciled, God bringing us back to Himself through Jesus, His salvation that had been promised. He said, we shall be saved by His life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. So Christ was the atonement for us. And so now we could have joy. Man is seeking for what we call happiness, right? We use that word many times, happiness. But if I may redefine that, happiness. Redefine that happiness is not necessarily the thing that we need, but we need joy. Because happiness is based on, it's altered by our emotions, our circumstances, our happenings. That's how, you know, what makes us happy is based on our happenings. But we could have something way beyond that, that is called joy. It's a supernatural delight. You got that? Got that word? Supernatural, from God, delight. Is you have that inner peace in your heart because you've been justified by grace through Jesus Christ. You know that He loves you and you love Him. You could begin to make sense out of your troubles. It's working for my good. For the betterment of my life, my commitment to Christ, this is what it's doing, if I allow it. And as you go through that, and you're like, yep, joy. I have joy in my heart. Deep, deep down in my heart. With joy, he says, with joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ. This spiritual joy, supernatural joy. Count it all joy, he said, when you find yourself in these various trials. How is that possible? It's supernatural. It's a supernatural delight within us. That doesn't say that you won't have a time that you won't cry, a time you won't feel sad. No, but the delight that is in your bosom, that you do not allow things to rob you of that joy that is in Christ. Because, hey, I've been justified. The day I got born again, God said, justified! The angels, they rejoice. They clap. What they did, I don't know if they jumped to. Perhaps, as God looked down at you that day and said, justified. And so, it brings inner peace into your bosom. But then you got this journey to go through in life, right? It's called the narrow way. Like this. Through tribulations, you experience patience. Patience, experience, hope. Love of God is shed abroad in your heart. You've been filled with His love. We love Him because He first loved us, right? He initiated it. He was the first one. Bring it. As we go on in life, we don't need to fear death. It's because we got a deep joy inside of our heart, a supernatural delight. How is it? How are all these things found? Inner peace, love, to be loved. Find the one that love and love. Don't have to fear death. You know, it's a certain hope beyond death. Way to make sense out of your troubles. Where are the answers? To have joy within this. To really be happy. That's the shallow word for it, right? To really be happy. People go look for it in things, right? We do sometimes. Just don't feel happy. Maybe I should just... One place to look, one person. Sum it up in all in one word. It's in Christ. So you could find inner peace with coming to know Christ. With Christ in your life, you can begin to make sense out of your trouble. He's the one that showed us love and love us dearly. Where you find love. In Him, there's hope beyond the grave. Beyond that, in Him we have true joy, supernatural delight. This is not based on whether I'm rich, I'm poor, I'm healthy, I'm strong, I'm weak, I'm ill. Supernatural delight doesn't alter with those things. God's word has the answers. In it, you'll find life. Lord, we thank You. Thank You for making it possible, Lord, that in You and through You we can receive and experience all these things. Thank You, Lord Jesus, for filling this void. And Lord, we pray that if there be anyone in this room this morning, or perhaps later might listen to this message, Lord, find that they're in need of these things, oh God, that they would seek for it through Your Son, Jesus. Let them find it, we pray. Lord, let them find the answers. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.